Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. In a recorded phone call this weekend, President Trump is heard urging Georgia's Republican Secretary of State to overturn the state's presidential results. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler has more.
In an hour-long call Saturday obtained by Georgia Public Broadcasting, President Trump continued to claim without evidence that he won Georgia and that fraud tainted the election. He told Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to undo the certified results that were confirmed by a full hand audit and a machine recount, and to do it fast ahead of crucial Senate runoffs Tuesday.
And if you would be respected, if really respected, if this thing could be straightened out before the election. You have a big election coming up on Tuesday.
The White House has not responded to NPR's request for comment. Republican incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler face Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock on Tuesday in runoffs that will decide control of the Senate. Trump also suggested Republican turnout would be lower Tuesday because Georgia officials did not alter the results for the president. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris campaigned for Senate candidates at a drive-in rally in Savannah, Georgia today, ahead of Tuesday's runoff election.
2020 is not really over until we get through the end of Tuesday, January 5th, and elect to the United States Senate a son of Savannah, Raphael Warnock, and a son of Georgia, John Ossoff, to the United States Senate.
Democrats Warnock and Ossoff are running to unseat Republican incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler after a too-close-to-call election in November. The outcome will determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. Details are coming out about President-elect Biden's inauguration. Organizers say it will include a virtual parade across America. That's because of the coronavirus crowd limits that will restrict who can be in Washington to watch the ceremony on January 20th. Meanwhile, the number of people who've died from COVID-19 in the U.S. has now surpassed 350,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. NPR's Amy Held has more.
As the U.S. left 2020 behind, it surpassed 20 million coronavirus cases and confirmed a new, more transmissible strain first found in the U.K. is already here. Health officials are reminding people to avoid travel and gatherings. Still, TSA says it's processed millions of travelers around the holidays. In his Sunday address, the Pope says he's saddened by people catching flights to vacation and skip lockdown. They're not thinking of others left behind, Francis said. Still, there's reason for hope in 2021. Officials expect a delayed vaccine rollout will speed up. They're also warning the coming weeks could be the worst in the nation's public health history before things turn around. Amy Held, NPR News.
This is NPR. In Iraq, security was tight as thousands of supporters of Iranian-backed Iraqi paramilitary groups chanting anti-American slogans converged on the landmark Tahrir Square in Baghdad today. This on the anniversary of the killing of a powerful Iranian general, Qassem Soleimani, and an Iraqi militia leader in a U.S. drone strike on their convoy. People gathered in response to a call by a group of powerful Iraqi militias to demand the expulsion of U.S. troops from Iraq. Washington accused Soleimani of masterminding attacks on U.S. forces in the region. The killing of the Iranian general greatly increased tensions in the area. Searchers in Norway have found a sixth body in the aftermath of a landslide last week outside Oslo. Terry Schultz reports rescuers say they still hope to find survivors.
A spokesman for emergency services in the Yildirim area says teams will work through the night, trying to find anyone who might have survived the landslide last Wednesday. Several people are still missing after a hillside caved in, creating a huge crater that destroyed more than two dozen homes. The Norwegian Armed Forces have deployed a special vehicle to build a bridge that will stabilize the ground for rescuers. Much of the search has had to be done by dogs and heat-seeking drones due to the fragility of the clay soil that collapsed to cause the landslide. Norway's royal family visited the site Sunday to thank rescue workers and volunteers and to light candles in the local church for the victims and their loved ones. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Asia markets are trading mixed. The Nikkei in Japan is down nearly 1%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.